Where it moves out. Friday's high in the 50s, up to about 66 Saturday. And game time in Tuscaloosa, I think the kickoff temperature will be right around 63, 58 by the end of the game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Last year, hundreds of children died from the flu, but a recent poll by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital says 34% of parents say their child likely won't be getting the flu shot this year. Some parents are concerned about side effects or the vaccine not working at all. A man has died after being taken into police custody for creating a disturbance in the 5100 block of Carmichael Road. Police say the man complained of chest pain and collapsed. Fire medics were called and the man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there are no signs of foul play. And the city of Montgomery received the Digital City Survey Award at last night's city council meeting. The survey examines the overall technology programs and plans of the city. Out of all cities its size, Montgomery ranks 8th in the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lance with Boost Mobile here in Montgomery, Alabama. I've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. It's increased my sales and increased my traffic. Great decision to make.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the little things, like truckloads of Black Friday doorbusters. At Goodies, Black Friday starts Thursday at 1 p.m., and the doorbusters go through Friday. Get ready for huge deals, like a 50-inch HD TV for $199.99, boots for just $19.99, and a Wi-Fi security camera for only $29.99. You can get a free 1.5-quart slow cooker after mail-in rebate, and our first 75 guests could win up to a $200 gift card. The fun starts Thursday. Goodies. Little things mean everything. Goodies is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply. See store for details.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president told the White House counsel he wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey.
The feds are warning romaine lettuce is not safe to eat in any form.
The bad romaine can lead to E. coli infections.
President Trump said today he is sticking by Saudi Arabia, even after the CIA concluded the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S. resident.
Record low temperatures expected for parts of the country on Thanksgiving.
President Trump has submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia investigation.
This is after a year of negotiation.
President Trump is defending his daughter under fire for using her personal email to conduct government business. During the campaign, the president made Hillary Clinton's use of private email a central issue.
I think she's pathetic. I think she should be in jail for what she did with her emails.
Massachusetts is now the first state on the East Coast to allow recreational marijuana sales.
Anybody heading to Massachusetts today? Something for the holidays?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good morning, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve here. Let me bring in the mayor of Montgomery, the good guy, Todd Strange.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. And Joey and Dan, happy Thanksgiving. And it's kind of the beginning of the holiday season.
I love this. Yes. Is my favorite time of the year. This is in the Easter springtime from Lent to Easter.
Yeah, good, better weather. But, you know, it's going to be okay for tomorrow. Then we go dicey. But on next Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we're going to have the Christmas tree lighting for the city. Then on the 14th, we'll have the Christmas/Camellia Bowl parade.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun time along the way. I think we're going to have the leadership of the Italian sister city, Piazza Santa. We're going to have the former mayor, who's now a senator, and we're going to have the present mayor is coming over ostensibly to make a commencement speech at Troy, which will be on a Friday morning, and they're going to spend the weekend with us, and we got the parade, and then we got the Camellia Bowl, so we'll try to teach them a little bit about American football.
Let's, versus that other kind of football, football. Tell me, what is the future of the Camellia Bowl with Raycom and the situation?
They're here this year, obviously, under contract. Next year is an option year at their option. We certainly are chatting with them, but Gray Communications, which is, in fact, the purchaser, I'm not sure exactly when that happens. I know some regulatory issues they're having to work through. But we'll ask them if they'll sponsor either Gray Communications or Raycom/Gray, maybe as an introduction. But if they choose not to pick up on that option, we do have a 6-year extension with ESPN. So we'll just go find another sponsor.
I like that. Because from my viewpoint, the first time I saw that on TV, it was the best thing for Montgomery.
No question.
Montgomery looked great. And then the one I went to and went over and tailgated with them and got to know some of the people there, they were just blown away by Montgomery.
You cannot buy that kind of exposure when you get 3 or 4 30 seconds of really a commercial or a promo, and then it's from Montgomery, Historic Crampton Bowl, and all of the things that go on with that, particularly with the teams that come here and they're treated royally and do make a great contribution, and then they go back and become ambassadors, and those fans, 10,000 or so, that will come from those other schools. It is a very positive, and there is a tremendous economic impact. We talk about it in terms of goods and services plus over last year. First year it was like $20 million, and it's been averaging at $15 million for the last couple of years. Be interesting to see what happens this year, because, you know, while we can't promise this because we don't really control it, but Sunbelt has got a real dogfight for the East Championship, and it's Appalachia State and Troy. And depending upon what happens, Troy might have a loss. Now, I told Jack Hawkins, I wish them no ill will. I want them in New Orleans. I want them trying to play for their big prize. But if there's one loss, then they would have the option of going to the Mobile Bow. I don't know what they call it now, but they've been there a time or two, and so I've talked to my friends since the eighth grade to say, you know, my last year as mayor would be nice to have Troy at the Camellia Bowl.
Would that be a big plus for us?
I think it'd be a big plus for us in the fact that there's not as many hotel rooms, but the stands would be full. There'd be a lot of hype. Mm-hmm. It's just to be a nice way to kind of end, if you will. But, again, I'm wishing for them to win it all out and go.
Well, one thing that I think is the best part of it, whoever is producing the game, the way they do the camera shots of the Capitol in downtown, I figured that you were sitting there saying, take camera two for the Capitol, because it looked so good.
Right. Well, we obviously didn't have anything to do with it, but they come here. They know from a historical perspective, you know, what the high points are, so they try to incorporate that. The chamber obviously will work with them on some of the things, particularly the new venues that we have in town. We'll get appropriate coverage, and Montgomery will be put in a good light.
Are you paying trucks to flip over going from I-85 to I-65?
No, but we collect. We bill every one of the insurance, every overtime, and every cost that we have. I had this significant discussion this morning on another talk show about every year, and it's been 5 or 6 years, I reiterate the need for a redesign, and there's just no money from a state perspective on a redesign and putting new capacity in. They've just told me that it's an enforcement issue, and so we're going to try to enforce it. We're going to try to slow traffic down, particularly the trucks. Now, a truck going 35 miles an hour, which is the speed limit, goes up there, and the load shifts. There's nothing
you can
do about it.
And that's what happened with the last one, right?
Exactly. Well, I don't know exactly the speed limit, but we're going to be particularly cautious about over that 35 on that. We do need a redesign. You know, if you came up Day Street and wanted to go to Mobile, you can't.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. So it's a 50-year-old design. I mean, if you design something 50 years ago, you know that it's not current. So there are techniques today that we can do.
Let's talk school board and the new school board. Yep. What's your happy level on the new school board?
I'm ecstatic. The fact that we were able to get four new ones. Lisa is the holdover. She was always the contrarian. The fact that she now has some support, perhaps, she might be a bit different and act a bit different, but frankly, she's kind of been on the other side of everybody else that now is gone. And so from that standpoint, hopefully they'll make some good and important decisions. I hope that the new broom sweeps clean, if you will. We've got to make sure that our advanced ed report that will start with the visit here in the December time frame comes out in February is a positive one, in that we may not be eliminate all the reds, but we certainly have eliminated a lot of the reds, and we're moving in a good direction. We'll get the approval, hopefully, of the conversion charter school. We'll get some of the central office surplus addressed. We'll get some of the surplus in our schools addressed, and those numbers kind of go across the board, but in the $5 to $8 million range, you could save if you did a couple of those things. So I'm bullish on where we are. I'm bullish on the fact that we've got a team that's willing to try to do things different and hold some people accountable. We've got a new good finance person, as I'm told. But it's always amazing that over the last couple of years, we've been able to find $3 million just lying around. That's a good thing.
Except but, it's lying around.
Yeah, he's just lying around.
Let's talk taxes for the school. You seem to be hinting very heavily about, with this new board comes some new respect for them, which I'm not quite sure we do have that yet.
No, they got to earn it. No, they got to earn it.
Do you
but
see,
we got great expectation.
Do you see, when would you see a timetable of some type of ad valorem tax to come in for education?
My position has been that we got to have some wins. We got to demonstrate that we are making some progress, that the new board is doing the things we just talked about, taking care of some of the surpluses in central office, closing some schools, announcing the closing of schools at the end of the school year. And then if those positive things are happening and we see our way clear and we get the charter school thing approved, I believe the May time frame would be an appropriate time to go to the public for the $5 or $6 million. I'm not sure exactly which, because they have authority to do, the county commission has authority to do that without going back to the legislature. But that should only be put forth until and unless we see good progress and we have a high degree of confidence that we're going to continue to make progress. Because if you push it further back than that, you run into the municipal elections, which would be in late August, and you don't necessarily want that to be a part of the election process, although it certainly will. But if you can get it done in the May time frame, you're better off.
Let me make sure I understand. So you're saying that the county commission can, on a unilateral basis, do a $6 million tax that does not go to the county Or does it go to the county, but it's earmarked for education?
It's earmarked for education. They can't do it exclusively. They can then call for the citizens' election. You don't have to go to... Normally, you'd go to the legislature for permission and then have the vote. In this case, they already have the authority to go up six bills. And so, therefore, they would just call...
They can do that unilaterally. They can, or it has to be a vote.
Unilaterally, but it does go to the election. And you have a special election, say, in the late May timeframe.
Because the last time we tried this, I was trying to help a lady out that really wanted to get a bonfire. And I kind of warned her. I said, I just don't think the temperature is going to be right. You've got even with you and all these other board members. But I'm not sure that the city or the county has got the, let's call it this, personal fortitude to do this. How do you feel?
To call for the election?
To vote for it.
You mean the citizens?
Citizens.
I think it would not be successful today. But again, if we can have those wins that I just talked about, if we can get a good advanced ed report that'll come out in February, if we can take care of the surplus in our central office, if we can go ahead and announce another two or three schools that need to be closed, that would be closed. We get some decision on BTW, and we start doing some of the things that a board ought to do and a superintendent ought to do for the betterment of our system and get more. What you would use the additional money for are local teaching units. The state's going to give you X, and that's the bare minimum for teaching units. The difference, in my view, between a magnet and a traditional is magnet gets some additional local teaching units, and they've got some AP courses. We don't need to do anything to bring down the magnets, but we need to do everything to bring up the traditional schools by putting in lower class sizes, putting in more local teaching units, which will do that, and getting some of the more advanced courses, so you begin to elevate that. If we can show over the next 8 months that progress is being made, then I think we would have a case to be made that they ought to give. It's pretty meager. I think it's like $50 or $60 per average household on an annual basis on their ad valorem tax. But we had people complaining about $10 when we did an infrastructure fee a couple of years ago.
News 93.1 FM, Miss Pine Level, hang on with Mayor Todd Strange. You're going to be back right after this.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
All November on The Big Bang Theory. Big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mary Todd Strange in the house.
A little subdued music there.
There we go. My wonderful producer. Before I go to Ms. Pine Level, what's going to happen with BTW?
Well, I guess you appreciate the fact that it's not up to me. I think that happens.
You know, that's probably one of the biggest things I have to correct people on, is that you have nothing to do with education.
Well, I do, because everybody holds us responsible, the city and the county responsible. And at the end of the day, whatever happens over and above the insurance money and the $4 million.
Which was only 10 and a half?
Well, it's more, but some of that was used in the near term to make the transition. So it's 10 million plus four that's been sitting in an account for about 20 years since 2002 or so for a BTW Performing Arts Center. So if you put those two together without any additional money, you've got that available to do something with BTW. The problem that you got, and nobody wants to hear this, that is with BTW, is that in the system itself, from a capacity standpoint, just for square footage and desk, you're over capacity. You need to be moving at about an 85% occupancy. You know, we're more in the 70% in some schools and even 50% in other schools. They're not in the right spot. So what you got to do is figure what you can close, who you can consolidate, and then what space pops out that you could put 15, maybe 20 million in and renovate for a BTW. Now, BTW would love for it to go back on their campus. It does not meet any of the educational standards for per pupil, per this, on that particular property. Now, could you go buy some additional property? You could, but it'd be very expensive.
Let's go to the phones and go to Miss Pine Level. Miss Pine Level, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hi, guys. How are y'all today?
So far, we're having a blast. This is Friday.
I know that y'all are supposed to be implementing a new sort of system to where if you see a crime in progress, you can video it with your phone and send it in to 911. What is the progress on that?
That's something that's above my pay grade. I'm not sure. Well, first of all, if you see a crime, call 911. That's the first thing. But texting crime 911, you now can do that. If you see a video and you call 911, I don't know that you can, in fact, transmit it to it, but we sure can come get it, and we'll come get it in a minute.
I think you can.
You can do that?
I think you can.
Well,
I think
help me, Matt.
I think you cannot do it today, but I think the point of it is that you'll be able to do it in the future.
That must be that smart.
It's smart, 911, exactly.
And we are in the process of total implementation of that, but I have not heard that piece of it.
I've been briefed by somebody else on it. It's an impressive deal.
Well, maybe I need to go check.
Okay with that,
I may need to go check up on it.
And what is the thing about texting the 911?
You could text the 911.
Right now, I do not think we have it set up.
It's not set up now.
Video, but that's in the works of something in the future, yes.
That is really going to make a big difference. Thanks, Ms. Pinelli.
There are some other Smart City initiative. I know you probably saw that we got a Smart City Award.
Man.
Pretty impressive. Not the fact that we're in the top 10.
I congratulated a lot to you about that.
But we're with Bellevue, Washington, and Alexandria, Virginia, and Winston-Salem, right in the middle of the
Tech Triangle.
So to be in that category is really outstanding, because we've only been at this now 3 or 4
Lou
years.
Alachi.
Amen. One of my heroes. But there's a lot of techniques that we've got for I can't go any further because it's...
Everybody turn the radio off.
Police, good police work, good police technology that makes us a smarter city in ability to fight crime.
Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard. You're on with Mayor Ty Strange.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I just want to wish y'all both a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you.
I also had a question that maybe suggested Mayor Strange. Coming out of the back of East Chase, this may not be his area of the thing, but coming out of the back of East Chase, heading back toward the interstate, you know how the intersections, they've got the left-hand lane marked very well to get on 85 South, but a lot of people, especially people from out of town, they get in the far right lane, think they're going to get on the interstate, and they end up turning up whatever that road is that goes toward Middling or something, the highway. They're on the wrong road.
You're talking about on Chantilly?
Chantilly. Can they mark the lane that goes, that actually, it's actually the second lane from the right-hand side that goes up and turns on the interstate north? And, of course, people like me know it real well, but I live over in Arrowhead, and I see people do it constantly.
Yeah.
They turn up that road, and they realize that they're not going on the interstate. They missed the, you know, they need to go one more intersection. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I can't exactly pitch it. Matt Marr, who's my executive officer, knows what you're talking about. It is not something that we would do, but we can sure take it to our traffic engineering who works with DOT to at least put that into the equation.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. The left hand lane, they got the decals on the
pavement. Yep, know about that.
And if they just put the correct lane on the right side, I think it helps so many people not make that wrong turn right there at that interstate.
We'll bring it up to DOT.
All right, man. Well, y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Barbara, hang on for a minute. I'm going to go to a break, so we've got plenty of running room here. Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brace yourself. I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All you have to do is stay awake until 9:30. Oh. All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is pushing back against something President Trump said yesterday when he complained about a judge's ruling against his new tougher asylum policy.
This was an Obama judge, and I'll tell you what, it's not going to happen like this anymore.
Justice Roberts says in a statement released by the Supreme Court, we do not have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges, and that an independent judiciary is something we should all be thankful for. Rain falling in Northern California may help firefighters, but also wash away human remains still being found in the ashes.
The number of dead now rising to 81, and the number of unaccounted for also going up, where now sits at 870 people. Firefighters are preparing for up to 6 inches of rain over the next few days. While the rain can help put out remaining spot fires, it could lead to mudslides and flooding.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Paradise, California. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have clear sailing on this holiday forecast for now. Cool sunshine today. I think it's going to be nice with a high temperature somewhere around 60. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature by morning, 39. Tomorrow, a pretty good Thanksgiving. Partly cloudy skies, high temperature around 60, low tomorrow night, 40. On Black Friday, chance of showers, especially by the afternoon and evening. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night into early Saturday before it moves out. Friday's high in the 50s, up to about 66 Saturday. And game time in Tuscaloosa, I think the kickoff temperature will be right around 63. 58 by the end of the game, it should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mary Todd Strange in the house. Let's go to the phones and go to Barbara. Barbara, you're on with Mary Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, I want to wish you and your family a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
For this show and the information I learn from it on a daily basis. And I want to compliment the mayor. 2 weeks ago, will be 2 weeks ago Friday, I went to the Crampton Bowl to watch, I think it was Lanier and Prattville play. And I was blown away with that stadium. It is absolutely fabulous. The security was fantastic. The officers were just as nice and kind as they could be. I was just blown away. It was absolutely wonderful. A great experience. And even downtown Montgomery looked beautiful. I am so proud for you, Mayor. You've done a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful Thanksgiving gift.
Yeah, there you go.
We get that, Joy. Did we get that on tape?
Oh, yeah. It's recorded.
Play it over and over again.
This is the replay, too.
It was really very impressive. And like I said, I hope you, all of y'all, including Joey, have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
And thanks for the show, Dan. Yeah,
thank you, Barbara.
Appreciate you
so much.
Kind
words.
She lives in Prattville, maybe?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. Well, you got a good mayor over there, too. Bill Gillespie.
Yes, we do. I'm proud of him,
friends.
Too.
Good person. The only time that he's better than Montgomery is when we play golf, because he's a really good golfer.
Is he?
And he beats me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's
uh-oh.
A real good golfer.
What's
yeah.
his handicap?
He's probably a two or three.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I'm almost scratch.
I know. It may have gone up to four since he's been the mayor.
Not quite
a
steady
head. Away from that golf
yeah.
game.
Yeah. See him. Give him my regards over the
Barbara, holiday. Thanks for the telephone call. Have
Thank
a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I just received a text from my friend Lou Alachi, who says, listening to your show, Next Generation 911 is right around the corner. The fiber optics have been installed and working on the software to handle text and video. Estimates are 6 months. Happy Thanksgiving. There you go.
I got a briefing on it, and I mean, it's an impressive system. And for the audience out there, you literally will be able to take a video and ship it to 911. They can then take that and then pass it back to an actual black and white cruiser. So they're going to be looking
in real time.
And just send it to them so they can be looking
at
it.
That's neat.
I mean, that's some incredible stuff.
Well, I got to also tell you that with smart city and smart poles, they are going to be there is going to be capability of doing real time there as well. Mobile is a little bit ahead of us, and we're copying them. They copy us. We got a great working relationship between our fire and police organization, and certainly Sandy and I have that good relationship too. So we're trying to do everything we can using technology, not only in our public works organization, but also in our crime fighting.
And Lou, I'm glad you're listening, but I bet your wife was listening cold. She does that. She is like
probably right.
Michelle, she is just plugged into the show. They're great. Lunches are great. Let's talk tax revenues. How's it going?
We're fine. We'd like to have revenue.
But you've seen an uptick, right?
Yeah, we're seeing an uptick. You can't help but see an uptick when you have 250,000 people over the last 4 months, I guess, from May 1. We've sold, I think Dawn Hathcock told me yesterday, 97, almost 98,000 more hotel rooms this year than last year.
Man.
And we look on a day-by-day basis of what the traveling public spends in Montgomery. And we've been talking, based on a couple of year-old data, $1.2 million to $1.3 million. Her data yesterday showed at 1.588 is being spent every single solitary day by the travel industry in Montgomery. That's revenue that supplements our sales tax.
What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to the fact that they've done a really good job, one, Convention Bureau, that we've had some really good events, and success always breeds success. And you, for instance, the horseshoe pitching. You know, I yawn about the horseshoe pitching international championship. Well, that went over extremely well. And so a year or 2 years later, the same organization puts on the cornhole pitching international contest, so they come back and do that. We have a lot of religious events that are here, and they have great success. And so now they tell their other congregations, other denominations, sports events, travel teams, Camellia Bowl, you name it, and we have it here. Blue Gray Tennis is another one.
All of those that
we were able to treat well. Not only do they come back, but they tell the world what a good place Montgomery, Alabama is. And certainly the Legacy Museum and the Memorial to Peace and Justice has had a big impact on us, because not only do they come to see that, but they also frankly want to see the White House of the Confederacy. They go to the zoo, they go to the museum, they go to Shakespeare, and they play a lot of golf around here too. So it's almost that perfect storm that's coming together that calls for private developers to begin to spend additional money. Five hotels are under construction and are development. One hotel will open in February. Another will follow just in the March-April time frame. The next one starts right immediately being constructed. We sold another piece of property the other day for a hotel. And then the Hilltop Arms, the plans are in the planning department to get those approved. And that will start maybe in the spring. So
when is
Montgomery's on the map.
When is the Waterworks Hotel going to be?
It will start construction in March. The Bishop Parker piece, that's, if you stuck your head in there right now, it's almost finished building out. It'll open in the March-April time frame. That same company, the developer and the contractor, will move right over to the Murphy House and start that construction.
That's going to be a great property. Yeah. That is going to be a real treasure, particularly for wedding parties.
And it's the Marriott signature. It's like the Elitton Hotel in Birmingham.
Been there.
It's going to be a point clear kind of a level. More expensive, but more appointments, and maybe 105 rooms. I think it's going to have a rooftop bar, and it's going to have an upscale restaurant.
Rooftop bar, huh?
Yeah, I think it's on the second floor.
Oh, you're going to take the roof off?
No. There's a patio up there.
I think
the flat roof's going to look out over Madison Avenue.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And the Hilltop Arms is up on the ninth floor. I've been up there now. We turned it up there. Elevators weren't working. And it's going to be a spectacular view with a rooftop bar up
Have
there.
Have you had a reconnection with the owner of that?
Yes.
In the new
yes,
time frame?
Yes. They just submitted new plans within the last 40 days in our process going through with fire and the water and sewer organization, just the codes and general inspection. That plan is probably days away from being approved, and then they'll be ready to pull a permit.
Let's go to security and MPD numbers first.
Yeah. I think we're in close to the 485, 487 range. We just graduated 18, maybe. We just started another class of, I guess, 18. They'll be 20 weeks out. We're getting there. But this change that we did 3 years ago when we went to
the double shift,
12-hour shifts, really has given us more manpower. As Chief Finley says, cops on the dots with some overlap that we've got sufficient. Where we get stretched real thin is like about now when we got a Turkey Day Classic and a parade and we got the holidays, that takes a lot of manpower, so we'll have to have some overtime to be able to do that. Anytime that you have these special events, the inauguration will be another time where we've got to have big security. Certainly the state will be part and parcel of that, but there'll be a parade, and so it's our job to make sure that security is tight. So those are the kind of deals that we have to worry about. And we have, 12 to 15 officers that are not necessarily in Montgomery, but they're on federal task force, of which Montgomery's part of it, but we're playing our role in safe neighborhoods and drug traffic, and you've been able to see some arrests and announcements that we made over the last 3 or 4 months where we're putting 20 and 30 and 40 and 60 bad guys in jail, getting them off the streets.
But are they getting back on the street?
Sometimes they are, but we've gotten some support, certainly from the DA, and he's been very vocal about the pardon parole. I think we've seen some changes there. We've gotten the judges to have the conversation about bonds and what's the appropriate bond and some of the sentencing and things like that. So we are making progress, but you're always going to have that tension because you got overcrowding. That's troublesome, but I don't think you're going to see as many people getting out as early as you saw in the past.
And this next question, don't give me a political answer. Give me what you really think the answer is. I went out to Eastdale Mall last week, and I was really astonished at how few people were there. Now, I haven't been there in a long time. Do you think Eastdale Mall is suffering from that guns incident?
No, not at all. We, matter of fact, we
and
were
do
out
you
there.
Monitor, do you monitor the tax yep, revenues right. from each facility?
Not the individual stores.
No, but as a unit.
Yeah, they're doing okay. They're not doing great. They're doing okay. We were out there last Friday, and we talked to the head of security, which used to be a MPD guy. And while that was an unfortunate situation, there was a reason. It was an ongoing beef. They took it out on each other right at that particular point in time. It was contained pretty quickly. They do a really good job of an escort policy. So from that standpoint, it has nothing to do with that. You see a lot of traffic out there, a lot of people walking in the mornings.
Now, that you do see.
That'll translate. They've got some good stores, not as upscale as they used to be, but they're doing fine. Aronoff and Louder have a joint venture in that ownership, and we've continued to stay in touch. You know, when we lost Sears, they came and told us about it, and so we helped work through whatever the issues would be to try to get another location there. I don't think it'll ever come back to its heyday glory, but it's doing okay.
Now, the election is 1 year from when? When's election date?
I don't know the exact date, but sometime the fourth, third week of August, maybe August 22nd. What's the third Tuesday in
just somewhere in that.
It's the third or fourth week in August of next year. Then if there's a runoff, it would happen in October. And the date I know is November 12th.
And that's the day that she stepped down.
Yes. Maybe about 10 o'clock.
With that in mind, and that you're a little under a year left, what are your biggest points that you're going to focus on like a laser for that 11 and a half months?
Education, education, education. Jobs, jobs, jobs. West Side development and all of development to really bring to fruition all of these contracts that we have in place that have performance agreements in them or performance provisions in it. MAC does a really good job of putting these development agreements that in 3 months you got to have this done, in 6 months you got to have that done, and you're under construction in 12 months, and if you're not, property reverts back to us and things like that. So we've got a ton of that in place, and we just got to see that come to fruition. One Court Square is a perfect example. Weber Building is a perfect example. Western Rail is another example.
Okay, you hit on two things here. What is the one thing that the type of person you do not want to see as the next mayor of Montgomery?
Somebody that wants the position and not the job.
How big is it to you to keep a lot of your people? I mean, you've got some amazing, but Mac McLeod, Lou Lachey, your team, you put together an all-star group.
Well, I appreciate that. That, I think, is one of the great successes of our administration, that we've had people that bought into what we were trying to do. Anybody that got elected would be crazy to do any wholesale changes. Now, there may be something along the way. Actually, the mayor has six appointments. Police, see if I can get them right. The police chief, the fire chief, the lawyer, the finance director, the sanitation, I think it is, and an administrative assistant. Those are the six that they could do. Mac is an administrative assistant to me. Okay. He's occupying that appointed position.
So he's a buckaloo for you.
Yeah, he's a buckaloo. And, of course, you got Barry Crabb, who's an appointed.
He's finance.
You've got Kim, the attorney. Now, some of those may choose, because of retirement, medical, just other desires, to not stay. Like, for instance, I can think of one who's been there 40 years. Well, he's made it known that he's going to retire. And so there'll be some opportunities. But some of those key positions, you'd be crazy to change those just for the continuity of nothing else.
Now, there's too much institutional knowledge.
Somebody's going to want to bring in a chief of staff that they're comfortable with and so forth. And I promise you, Mac is fine with that.
Mac is very, very talented.
Mac will want to do something else anyway.
Before I go to this break, let me ask you. I read the story about a rail line type situation, but I thought that the problem was our rails that come through Montgomery are freight rails, and they're not for passengers.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I mean, that was one of the most poorly written stories I've ever seen.
I just got to tell you, as I said to our planner, why are we spending any more money on trying to study this because of everything that we know? And the commitment was made a few years ago. We will not spend another dime other than what we've committed on this until we get some commitment from the federal government that they're going to subsidize it fairly big times. Now, every time we talk about that at the federal level, their interest is California and the Northeast, where the big population is. This is a planner's dream to be able to plan something like this for a 20 or 30 year deal. We've got streets to be paved. We got firefighters to hire. We got police.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because when I read the story, I was going like, what are you? First, it was a terribly written story. And it sounded like somebody's on the dole and they got this project and they're just going to kind of run it out, even though we already know what the conclusion is going to be today.
Yeah. It's a typical consultant situation. They tell you,
I'm glad you said that.
What you've told them, and then they said, but there's more to be found out. Here's another contract.
Exactly. Eric, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this very short break.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Okay, talking off mic here. Well, maybe not.
Talking politics. Talking politics.
Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple of concerning questions, and it's been addressed to you before, and I'm myself. The project, you made mention of some motels under construction, and I think I've mentioned this to you once before about what's going on. Of course, the Hilltop Arms, I think the plans are in the, you know, they're in the planning stage.
They are in the planning department for review, yes.
Okay, so, yes, sir. I live right off of Maxwell Boulevard. I've been there most of my life. But the biggest nuisance, and I have a friend of mine that owns a uniform shop, a military uniform shop, and he has a lot of complaints from a lot of you got what? Lieutenant colonels, and
generals.
A couple of generals.
Sure.
Oh, yes, sir. And well, the first eyesore that they see, and I don't know how this can be addressed or what can be done, but there's an old veterans lodge across from the Salvation Army. Well, what happens now is they discharge them at 6:30 in the morning.
The Salvation Army, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And they discharge
right.
them, but they go across the road and right. they hang out there. And right. there's so much, every day there's so much trash and right. vagrants. And right. I couldn't imagine being in an Air Force and being stationed to Maxwell and having to see that. There ought to be something that can. I know it's a nonprofit organization. I know that. So that you know, I don't think the city even has jurisdiction over that.
No, he does not.
Keep going.
Let me tell him what the game plan
yeah.
is. First of all, Maxwell is the priority for us. Obviously, Hyundai is a big priority, but Maxwell's a big priority for us. First thing we did was spent at $10 million and got rid of Bell Street and put in the boulevard that we call now Maxwell Boulevard. So that was a really good start. We tore down all of the old Riverside Heights housing and kind of cleaned that lot up. There is a project under development there. I have been constantly with the Salvation Army, not only here, but Birmingham, Atlanta, and even Jackson, Mississippi, where this people report to, about just the change of policy. The fact that they have to leave the house ostensibly to go find a job. So why in the world don't they put a van over there? I told them we'd buy the van for them to carry somebody to go find a job or to do a job.
Amen.
Or even stay there and train them how to do A, B, C, and D in-house. I have a little traction on that as a policy change. But more importantly, we have made the offer to buy that. that facility and move it. We've got the place to move it. It's a wonderful location, a very safe bus lines, and the problem, the challenge is to move them is about $7.5 to $8 million number. The appraisal on the property is 2.5. So
my question being that is because I know that I grew up right there on Eugene and Gordon Street, right behind the sound.
We got to hurry up here.
Okay, but my thing is this. It's prime real estate for development. It's because it's on high banks on the river, it would be a prime piece of property, but you've got to do something about vagrants.
No question about it. That's our game plan.
Thanks.
Appreciate There's it. A project that's working its way through to approval.
So you're saying the property is only worth $2.5 million?
That's what the appraisal said. The Salvation Army piece.
Okay, not the back piece.
No, the back piece is $6 million.
Okay.
That the city paid $12 million to acquire. Not this city, but the previous city.
That'll get out from under that rock. Listen to Bubba. Bubba, welcome aboard the Dan Barr Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank y'all for taking my call. Yeah, man, I would love to hear you expound a little more on the educational aspect of what you would like to see take place. The reason I say that is I'm an MPS parent, has one student in magnet, one student in regular, and there's some things going on that I think we brought to light here before long again, that our system is still really broken, and it needs to be fixed. So our kids quit paying a price.
Let me get an answer from him on
this subject. You got 2 minutes. Well, you're correct, and that's why we jumped in, changed the board. It always starts at the top with leadership. We've gotten four new leaders there that I think is going to sweep up clean. We got to do something by improving student achievement, and you're going to be able to do that by getting better teachers, paying teachers a bit more that are worth it, and you got to figure out how to do that accountability. But getting good principals in place and good, that's where it starts. We got to get some alternative educational opportunities like charter schools on a conversion basis. We've got to get some help to those community schools that just kids don't have enough food or don't have mental or medical or any of those others. But we need to take the traditional school and put more local units to be able to get more AP classes to reduce the class size and get rid of the disruptive students and get a alternative school that is not going
to be. That's underway.
That's already there, and a lot is happening there. And to be able to get the disruptors out of the class would be a huge first step, and that is happening today, but it needs to be done a little bit more swift.
Yeah, I'll be glad when that actually takes place, and again, one of my children's actual has an IEP and is considered, comes under the category of special ed. And
Bubba, I'm sorry, this is going to be a replay show, and I've got to cut it off so I have this for the show for tomorrow.
But thank you for your interest. People like you, concerned parents, will make a big difference.
Real quick, Mayor, right before you exit office, I'd love for you to come on and spend like a two-hour time frame with us, kind of going over your administration, your time as mayor, and kind of what you see with the new mayor.
I'm more than happy to commit something a year away.
I like that. Thanks for being here. Have a great holiday. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.